many people have been arguing, or at least in the media, have been hearing what Trump has done is sort of a unilateral, you know, move, that moving the embassy is sort of another way of Trump of doing things on the fly, in his own mind, what's right, not really, you know, listening to allies or listening to partners. And what I would argue, and what I have argued, what I've actually tweeted out, and what I've written in some blogs, is you don't have to like everything Trump says or does to be supportive of this decision to move the embassy. I think Trump is keeping a promise. He's not just a campaign promise and not just a promise to his base, especially evangelical Christians, who have always been very strongly insistent on recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital and moving the embassy and transferring it to Jerusalem. But I think he's keeping a promise to Israel, a faithful ally to the United States, which has long, you know, really tried to have this happen, to have the U.S. recognize its capital. I think it's also an instance where the executive branch is being responsive to Congress and to the will of the American people through its representatives in Congress. And it's really important to realize that, you know, even as recently as June 2017, the U.S. Senate reaffirmed the Jerusalem Embassy Act of 1995 by 90-0, the unanimous support, calling on the president to implement the Jerusalem Embassy Act. 47 Democrats supported that June 2017 resolution out of the Senate, and yet none of those Democratic senators came to the opening ceremony on Monday, and none of the 193 Democrats in the House came. So I think what this suggests to me is the way in which Israel is becoming increasingly a wedge issue and is reflecting the divide between Republicans and Democrats. So in the recent Gallup poll, Republicans sympathizing with Israel, 87%. Democrats saying their sympathies lies with Israel, 49%. We haven't seen that kind of, you know, 38-point gap. That's new.